A Hustler's Spirit Radio, touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Welcome, welcome. My name is Jim Ferguson. I am your host, and this is a Hustler Spirit Radio. And today, it's just the two of us, me and Ken. Judy's on assignment, and Greg might be joining us today, but we're going to still have a wonderful show. I want to thank everybody out there that's listening and to take the time to tune us in. Join us today as we talk about philosophies, science, as we get together and we talk about how we can master this life, master the circumstances, the challenges that come on to us, and we come to an understanding that we vibrate all of those things to us. And we try to search and obtain a meaning for all things that come into our lives. What's up, Ken? How you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing good today.
All right. Sounds pretty good. Anybody out there, you guys, excuse me. I'm just trying to swallow down, forcing something down to eat. It has been a busy day today, a very busy day. Lovely day, wonderful day. Looking forward to the rest of the day. Everything is going very, very, very well for me today. Today, man, me and you were talking today, and you had mentioned to me about being pulled away or having your focus diminish, and we kind of got into the conversation of how to strengthen our focuses and what we're focusing on, how to do that, but at the same time, to see the different scenarios about things coming your way when you're trying to focus. That's a lot of stuff going on right now, probably in a lot of people's lives, and I'm not saying that in any type of negative connotation. I'm basically saying that in a positive way. Like me, I have a ton of things on my plate. And the situation is I don't need anything else on my plate. I need to finish what's on my plate, and I need to move on and get a clean plate. Okay, but it is difficult sometimes. I know we talk about it on this show, and we talk to ourselves, our families, our family members. We have to stay dedicated and focused, and you got to have a tenacity behind that dedication and focus. And not only just that, it's got to be a locked-in purpose behind it too. And you got to be able to see the end product. Just like if a baby is coming into the world and you know that your loved one is pregnant and you know that this young woman is carrying a soul to be, a vessel for a soul to be, what do you do? How do you prepare yourself if you're a first-time mother? Now, that can also jump over into a man's side, too. But that we can give birth to knowledge, we can give birth to experiences, we can give, you know, a knowledge, a pathway to knowledge, to channel that. But at the same time, looking at a mother, a human mother going through a soul going through a human experience, bringing in another soul into this dimension. What do you do? Well, you got a plan. You got a plan. And sometimes the pregnancies aren't always planned, but they're on time. You know what I mean? You can say, well, I really wasn't planning on this. Well, you really were. And that's the wonderful thing of it. It's like you hear a lot of philosophers and a lot of people understanding the mystics and sciences. They'll tell you that, you know, a baby will come when it's time for the baby to come. And that is a gift from the totality. That is a responsibility that must be taken by all parties involved. As mother, grandmother, grandfather, brothers, aunts, uncles. And that rite of passage and the ability to give and have that passage is very, very important. That's an important task. And let no one speak negatively about that of any birth. That is a wonderful thing. And it takes planning. And it takes tenacity. And it takes a deep understanding of life. And it starts right now. It starts right now. It doesn't start November 3rd, 2009. It starts today. Right now, today. Planning and working that plan. Now, basically what you were talking about, Ken, was the fact of that I know that you have a lot of things on your plate, and I know that you are walking towards accomplishing them. But what we do talk about is the fact of all of the monkey wrenches thrown your way, all of the little tests that are thrown your way. And it's one thing that I can testify to, and it's, see, that's the difference in me saying that I can swear to it. No, I can testify to this. Universe will always test you on your desires if you truly, truly, truly want them. And if you truly want them, you're not going to let anything or anybody get in your way of achieving your end desire. Now, what do? When you come up on these monkey wrenches and these left hooks and jabs, because I know that we talk, and a lot of times our viewers out there, of course, do not hear our conversations that we have over the telephone, whether they're laughing, joking, or not. But, hell, we might be a day we just audio tape ourselves and play them. But we do have some interesting conversations, I will say. And most of the time when we have them, we do forget them when it is needed to bring those things up. But what do you do, man? What do you do? What do you do when you find yourself backed up against the wall and you know that you got to come on out? What do you do?
Well, when I feel like I'm backed up against the wall, I usually stay at a silent mode and give myself a chance to really analyze really what's going on, and I try to see everything. But I don't always know the reason behind everything that's going on, whether it's a person, whatever they're doing to me, some kind of challenge. I always try to stay focused to come up with a real good solution for it. But I always try to keep my desires, you know, going. Never, you know, I'm not letting anyone stop the things that I want. And we were talking about something earlier today, and it was like getting my greed, like not being greedy, but just grasping for it, just being, I mean,
going at it full tilt.
Being an addict at something, you know, just, you know,
exactly.
Where you have to have it, you got to have it,
exactly.
And that's how I feel like my desire should be. I, you know, like I'm just a junkie, a fiend for cookies or the whatever I want out here. I have to, you know, have an excessive amount of it And I was thinking, well, whoa, is that wrong? You know, is it wrong for me to want that? And I came up with the solution. No, it's not wrong for me, because when you're dealing with individuals and other people and different things, even a young kid, well, he has a burning desire and a will. That's just like you telling your young daughter or your son, no, don't go at that. Don't touch that plug, and he'll go back to it 10 times because he's got to find out what it is, what's going on with it. And you have to have that same zeal, that zest to go at something like that. You have to stay at it hard, and you have to be an addict at things out here in life. You have to.
You know what? I definitely agree with you, because the fact of to be a fiend, you're going to do whatever it takes to get your objective handled and accomplished. So, if I'm a fiend for life, if I'm a fiend for spirituality and the teachings of spirit, the teachings of the universe, if I'm a fiend for open-heartedness, if I'm a fiend for flexibility, if I am a fiend for success, that sounds like a good formula to be, to have in these situations in our lives today, which once again, there's no negative connotation behind that, meaning situations, negative and positive vibrating situations. And that's a perfect thing, man. And the thing about it is, it's funny you say that, because I had to ask myself last week, was I going at my desires hard enough? You know what I'm saying? Was I going up in this day that you get up, you're not quite feeling as well, you're tired? You know, I mean, I'm getting older. I can't, you know, stay up at 2-3 o'clock in the morning and bounce right back up at 6 and get my day on. You know, I mean, it takes something out of you a little bit. Still rehabbing a patella tendon tear from playing baseball. And that's going on 3 years. Still rehabbing that. And I ask myself, how focused am I with that? How focused am I with achieving my money goals, my financial independence? How focused am I? And since you bring up that point about, am I fiending for it? I have to ask myself, am I fiending for it? Am I fiending for it? And the answer is yes.
You know, because someone said something to me maybe 2 weeks ago. He was like, you know, people have ideals for you. They have things that they want from you, whether it's your spouse, a friend. You know, they'll use you to get the same, to get their desires taken care of.
It's called motive. They got motive for your ass, yes.
And he said to me, you know, you look like you're just skating along, and that's not you. And I'm sitting here and I'm thinking about, you know, yeah, I might be skating along, but not once have I ever impeded on your face while I'm skating along. I don't ask you for anything, and I don't expect anything from you.
Right.
Even if I do something for you.
Right. Right. But you know what I think? What I think in saying that is that their expectations of you being a go-getter, your actual logo, your soul's logo, the logo that you're presenting out there, for that person to come up with that statement, they see something that the question would be, is it true about you skating? Because, you know, that's the part we have to look at ourselves and be honest with ourselves. Not completely indulging ourselves. Why go to the ocean if you're not going to dive all the way in? You know, why go and just walk on the beach and let the water hit your feet? Why not embody the whole ocean? You know what I mean? Go down to the bottom. But there's so many things in our lives that we do skate over, and we get skating results.
Exactly.
So you know, you're not at that financial mark because of why? if I'm not at a financial mark, why is that? And if you sit back and rewind it like you do one of these DVRs, you can look at every choice that you did. Everything that you did. And it was a choice. The whole thing is choice. And we know that. But this is what we have to look at today, because there's so many things thrown at us from different mediums. Television, radio, different things like that people spend a lot of time with doing. I don't, and I'm proud of it. I don't. I never, after coming across a certain amount of knowledge, I realized television and news and newspapers, all that stuff is manipulated. I mean, it's like, big, giant propaganda schemes, and I'm not really into that. And then the more you become of knowledge, the more you see the scheming in the scheme. So you're able, and that's one thing about being, growing spiritual-wise, you can find meaning in all things. A piece of paper, a flower petal, a blade of grass being blown, a field empty, a field full of, corn. I mean, whatever it might be, you get a chance to see it all. You could look at a bee and say, man, that's off the chain. You can look at a storm coming and see universe and a God wisdom in all of that. You can see all of it if you're flexible enough and if you want to see it. So when we stop back and go back to that point about, the things that are in front of us, sometimes when you say you silence yourself, you not only have to silence your own mind and slow that down, but you got to silence other things around you. Check it out, man. I mean, do you get hagged on when you go to the house? Do you get hagged on if you go over somewhere else? Do you get beat up on by the phone? Sometimes you got to put these phones and shit down. You know what I mean? You got to do all of that. Hey, hold that thought. It's the Hustler Spirit Radio. We'll be right back.
And stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Hustler's Spirit Radio. Welcome back to A Hustler's Spirit Radio with your host Jim, Judy, Ken, and Greg.
Welcome back. This is Jim Ferguson, Hustler's Spirit Radio, and we are on the subject of staying focused, getting your desires, locking in on them, and also discerning truth in your path. Now, before we went on break, we talked about the scenario of being able to see the different challenges coming your way, but also we wanted to get into the fact of staying focused. Now, this is the part somebody get excited about.
I got one for you. I got a juicy piece.
Well, come on with it. Let me hear it.
I got a juicy one for you.
Let me hear it.
I got a buddy. He's going through a lot of stuff in his household.
Yep.
He's experiencing things with his wife. She has a co-worker, which she calls a good friend of hers, which is a male. This friend of mine, he's been listening to, voicemail conversations of this guy, and this guy is really, going a little far with, just beyond a friendship kind of thing.
Right.
And he's going through some financial difficulties and stuff, little things in his life, but he's handling his own. And he has a lot of desires that he wants, and he's a stand-up dude. He's a real stand-up guy.
Okay.
And he was talking to me, and he was like, well, you know, I know what's going on, and I see things, and I'm, you know, I'm trying not to let it bother me because it'll take me off of what I really need to do.
Okay.
And, you know, he knows what it is. He's going through it. You know, he's still dealing with it, and he's still trying to stay on his desires.
Okay.
And I was asking him, you know, what type of things was he hearing? And he was like, well, you know, I've been doing all these things, you know, to try to satisfy my wife. And it just doesn't seem, it's never enough now, you know, like she's telling me all the time, you know, what have you done lately for me? I'm tired of going to work, and, you know, all her issues seem to be his issues, and, you know, her problems are created because of him. And I told him, you know, that's a bunch of shit, man.
Right.
Don't feed into that. You
know? Right.
Don't believe that her problems are your problems, because everything that you choose in life and that goes on in your life is created by you.
Right.
And everything in her life that's created in her life, good or bad, is created by her.
Right.
So I got to the point, I said, well, maybe you need to go and find something that suits your desires or your needs.
Right. That are set aside.
He was telling me, man, I just, there's so many women I look at, and they look at me, and I see an attraction.
Right.
And I just came to the point. I said, well, maybe you need to be a hoe at it. You need to be and be free, and let go at whatever it is you want. If you need all that, then go get it. Because I don't think she's going to hesitate to do anything to get what she wants or get satisfied by anything.
Right.
And it's not wrong. If you think, well, there's a right and a wrong, she's wrong for doing what she's doing.
Nah.
You're wrong.
Yeah, you're wrong for thinking that. If you want to say that, right.
You need to come to grips with what it is that you're dealing with,
right,
but still take care of your desires.
Right. I mean, you're right.
And he looked at me, and he was, you know, I think he walked away, and he kind of felt, he believed what I told him.
Right.
Now, whether he does it or not, it's another thing.
Well, the whole thing about it is, you even just the conversation alone, bringing up another point of reference or another level of awareness, that's a perfect thing. But see, here's the situation, too. And that's a fine-tuned deal when you start talking about relationships, men, women, wives, girlfriends, boyfriends. That shit is sensitive. Because at the same time, you know, man, we can say that we done been through some of that. But I can say one thing. Gaining some spiritual knowledge universally gives you the ability to walk through a lot of those things. Trust me, it does. It allows you to see things with an open mind and possibly aligning yourself up with reasons behind action. And I think that's very important that a lot of people, and I mean, I'm telling you, the conversations I have heard last week and this week, all the way from at dinner, out, malls, shopping, it is off the chain. It's off the chain. But in saying that, flexibility is what's going to save us. Flexibility. So a lot of people out there are not flexible. I'm not saying that I'm flexible with every single freaking thing, but I can say that I'm more flexible than I ever have been. You know what I mean? If I'm going to look at it, I'm more flexible. And that scenario, as far as what I would tell that person to do, is to start living life. I don't live life for a wife, a girlfriend, kids, family, father, mother. I don't live life for that. I live life for me. And me only. Everything else is a plus and added scenario, because if I'm on my top game, then the person that I'm with and the people that I'm around, they're going to get the best of me. They're going to get the best. Because I'm going to vibrate the best. But if I'm down in the dumps, pockets ain't right, if them suckers ain't fat dragging the ground, if I ain't got six shoe boxes full of $100,000 a piece boxes, man, it ain't floating right. So what can you do to be an asset? What, you know, my question would be is, man, what do you think you could do to be an asset to your family or to yourself? And to yourself first. And be the best that you can be and go after your desires. And get a closer unity with universal law. Please the universe at that and watch the doors open up. That would be my recommendation to that person. Not to never feel that they've got to give themselves to another woman or to another man or whatever the scenario might be. If you do it, you do it from choice. You do it from not manipulation or being being manipulated. You do it from the freedom of your heart. You do it from the joy of your soul. And that's when you do it and not look for nothing in return. But see, the other thing is, when that woman is cracking that mouth at her anger time, that's how she feels. So it's best to sit down, and the next time you holler at dude, is to tell dude, listen to what that person, because I'm telling you, man, you get somebody pissed, they'll tell you how they really feel about you. They'll tell you if they forgave you for shit you done did 20 years ago. They come out, piss them off enough. Yeah, piss them off enough and see what they come out their mouth.
I told him he had to have like an uncommon kind of faith for himself and believe in himself. He has to believe in itself before, I mean, anything can work for him, whether his relationship is going bad or, you know, whether it can be fixed or whatever. But he has to fix himself and have and know within himself that he can do anything out here, that if he wants it and desire it, he can get it.
You know what, too, man? I'm going to tell you a lot of stuff is going on, too. Here it is. You've forgotten what it feels like to feel free. You've forgotten. And some people don't care. It's just like, it's people, I mean, don't get me wrong. And I mean, really, I just, you know, this show is not meant to change anybody's religion. It is just meant to strengthen all religion, all faith. This is what the conception of this show is. But I will tell you this. There's people nowhere in their mind and heart concerned with anything other than what they see in front of them.
Exactly.
Flat out. And there's no way. It's unsettling to my soul to think that you got one shot at this shit and you ain't never came through here before. This is it, do or die. If you don't do certain things a certain way, you're going to hell. If you don't do things this way, you're going to heaven. If you blah, 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 and all of that bullshit. And it's just unsettling to my soul for conversations that I've heard. But when people actually speak that shit, and I want to run from them. Because I know there's other things. I know, I've seen them, man. And some of this stuff, I have to get like the hermetics, man. A lot of that passage is not for everybody. And there's no need to even discuss. I can lose somebody talking to them. You got them when you start talking to, you know, Jesus, and you start saying this, you start saying that, or they say something, and I ask them, well, what Jesus are you talking about? They look at me like, what are you talking about, man? There ain't but one Jesus. And I start spitting that storyline came from off of the Egyptian hieroglyphics, that it was actually one of 16 to 20 stories that resembled the Jesus story. They don't want to hear that. But that's okay, too. Don't get me wrong. That's okay. Because no matter what you believe in, no matter what you have your faith in, basically all religions and faith and philosophies are basically just understanding thyself and know where you come from. So however path you take, dude, if it's 271 south to 480, that's cool. If you go through the inner city, that's cool, too. If you go through the suburbs, that's cool, too. In your GT Bentley convertible, dude, with the coach gut, that's all good. 22 CEC wheels. I'm just thinking, put my order out there for mine. I got the wheels picked already, baby. But look, even at that such, it's all good. But let us if I had to say anything to anybody out there, man, let us keep moving forward to better ourselves. Not giving a rat's ass less about what a lot of government officials, politicians, pastors, reverends, priests, fathers, I don't give a damn who you are, with a whole bunch of personal opinion crap in it, you understand, and viewpoints that are deranged, dealing with people, and some people are gullible than others because they haven't yet matured to a certain level of spirituality, and they know that they're gullible and vulnerable. That's a responsibility too. But don't forget to use your mind. Don't forget to use your mind. There's a lot of knowledge out there other than a Bible, other than a Quran. There's a lot of knowledge out there that you can grasp onto that will help you in your journey. Just be open-minded. I'm open to all religions. I'm open to the original Christianity. I'm open to the original Taoist. I'm open to all of those. I'm a part of that. I'm open to them. But man, you just get sick of the lack of thinking, not just on what you hear and see, but also the fact that you've got to get in practice with yourself. You've got to consistently challenge yourself every single day to think, to think, to think, and feel, and sense, and think, see without seeing. You know, my father would tell me that when I was a child. He said, you will learn. He said, I have the ability, but you will learn how to see without seeing. I mean, and that's a wonderful thing. You understand? To feel without thinking that you should feel a certain way. To let those vibrations come into your body and help guide you in your life for betterment. Not for no worst off shit, but for betterment. And you know, man, it's just this shit here. Well, I mean, it makes me feel like I need to get a magazine going with some of the bullshit that you listen to, that you hear. And I mean, man, honestly, dude, I'd rather sit there and watch Burn Notice at 2 o'clock in the morning and watch any news. I'd rather sit there and watch NHRA drag racing, dude, than sit there and watch any news that have been manipulated, changed, rewrote, the whole 9 yards. I'm sorry. I mean, it's just,
Well, I'll tell you, honestly, if you really want to see some real, factual things, just walk around and look at people and visualize people, see different things, see their reactions. I mean, you'll if you start looking at life, you'll see rhythms of certain people, how they move, and you'll see. You can pick the bullshit, you can pick the good stuff, and you'll look at it. You'll be able to determine where you fit, where you are.
Well, you can look at other people's scenarios and then make your changes due to the moves that they're making, especially if you can follow them close enough. But see, the main thing is too for me is the ability to sit back and look at my reactions and then counter certain things my reactions to. See, it's like wielding that energy. Now, I'm going to tell you another thing too, man. And it's damn near a curse, if I want to use those terms. It's damn near a curse, if not a curse, if you do not fully use your abilities and gifts. You get penalized. The universe penalizes the shit out you, man.
And you wonder why, you know, why is it certain situation like this?
Man, you know, like I said it before, it's like 2,400 horsepower, blown 526 Jim Oddie Pro Mod Extreme racing motor. And you sit there going down the track with the throttle stop on, never completely opening up that throttle to 100% volumetric efficiency. Allowing that motor on a theoretical side because, well, actually, not jumping the subject, a blown motor is, if not over 100% volumetric efficiency. But that's neither here nor there. But anyway, instead of going down that track on a throttle stop, to put your foot to the wood. To put your foot to the wood, man. And when you look at it in life, how long has it been since we put our foot to the wood? All the way to the wood. That's important. God knows that's important. How was the last time you did that with your woman? When was the last time you had some fun? Did you know some of the 42 virtues, the Egyptian virtues, are dealing with balance and time? You know, balance, how you balance in your life. But when was the last time you could say, damn, that was fun? Damn, I went well.
Yesterday, big okay, guy had that. Some good
figured,
ass fun.
I figured out.
But I ain't gonna tell nobody what it was. But it was one of the best days I have had in this world, Big Daddy.
It was simple, though, wasn't it?
So
wait a minute, Big Daddy. Now stop. Go back. Because this is going to
about some things.
But was it simple?
It was very simple.
Now let me ask you this question: did it rejuvenate you for your day to come?
Yes, it did.
Keep singing hard all day long.
We may have to get
keep singing in you all night.
A little bit about what happened last night. We'll be right back.
Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Welcome back to A Hustler's Spirit Radio with your host Jim, Judy, Ken, and Greg.
Welcome back. Glad you guys stuck with us as we're talking about focusing. So we're going to get in and give you a little bit of insight of things that we do when we focus in, but we got to get back to this one thing, Big Daddy. Now, you said you had some fun and you had a great evening time, relaxed, very simple. But at the same time, Big Daddy, you ain't going to share that with the people, is you, Big Daddy?
No, I'm not going to share that with
you. You're not going to share it. You ain't never going to share it, is you, Big Daddy?
Yeah, that's my enjoyment.
That's your enjoyment, Big Daddy.
Nobody needs to creep into that. All right.
So you going to hermetically seal that, huh?
Yeah, we're going to keep that sealed because I don't want nobody to get what I had.
So, hey, it's okay to be selfish on that again,
yeah,
baby.
That's just like getting that Ben and Jerry's strawberry.
Come on with it. They don't even make it, but you made it up. All right, baby, sound good. Now, get down to this bottom line. Here is what this is. What do you do to lock in and focus in and get your determination back? Get that zeal, that zest back. Get that fire and that base chakra back. What do you do? Well, let me tell you what I do. I separate myself. That's what I do. When I find myself branching off, I say, you know what? I'm not taking on no more. And what I got, I'll get into the plate and I'll start wiping it off. You got to go. You got to go. It got to go. That got to go. You got to go. Now, where am I at? Now, plate, looking pretty damn good. Now, might even transport what I had on that dirty plate onto a clean plate. I can see it a little bit better. You understand? Put some light on the subject. Put some divine intelligence on the subject. Now, what am I going to say to myself? Jim, are you willing to give up everything for this goal? And my answer has always been, hell yes. Are you willing to die for this goal? Hell yes. Are you willing to handle and deal with the challenges universe is going to shift your way? Hell yes. And also with that same speech, I would say to myself, I am going to also do and become and get into proper alignment with universal's flow of abundance. That means I start doing things that are potentially an asset for my desire. Bottom line, want to go to the race, but you don't want to go to the racetrack. I'm sorry, it's not going to make it. You got to get tickets, you got to get location, and you got to get a seat. Then you got to physically go. Well, life is just like that, too. So basically what it gets down to is, are you willing to lose family members and loved ones over your desires? Mine are that strong. I've done it in the past, and I'm on that path now. I lose it all, dude, to obtain what I want. Because to go through and not obtain it is a living hell, and it's a living death. That's a hell of a contradiction.
A lot of people, when they get into this that situation, just what you mentioned, they're not, you know, they feel like they're afraid to lose someone that's been around them or something, you know, because you can look at a lot of things, and maybe some of your loved ones, some of your relatives, some of your friends, they may not be the best choice for you to focus on what you need to attend to.
You got to stress them, man. You got to stress them.
And you certainly can stress them.
You'll
see the real people around you. And what you, all of you out there, if you're listening, you know, just ask for some clarity in your life, some definement, you know, and you can focus. When things start happening to you, accept it and embrace it and deal with it. Take it, clear it out, and you'll
take it all in.
Shocked.
Right. Take it all in. You could spin everything around and get a learning lesson from it. See, it's just like this. Here's the situation, man. Here's the situation. And I think it's very important. We need other people to achieve our goals and desires. That's the basic bottom line. So what you want to basically do is to get yourself focused and vibrate at a frequency high enough to generate what you want coming to you. You got to know subconsciously and consciously what you want. Okay? It's just like this. Now, we'd have been out and we've, you know, been around people talking a whole bunch of stuff. Yeah, man, I'll put a cap in this guy. Man, I'll do this. I'll shoot this. Blah, 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 blah. And it's been a couple times in our lives together that we've had to pull pistols straight out the gate. Ain't no need to bullshit. We done had to put our hands on something, dude. I know that at one time you remember that. I mean, we done had to do it. I mean, I'm keeping the shit real. I'm not saying anything happened, but I'm just saying we've had to put our hands on it. We've seen people run. We've seen people run into garbage dumpsters, dude. We've seen people go under a garbage dumpster. That's even possible. And we've seen people stand there, dude, and ready to let it fly. You must give respect to that. You have to. You got to give respect to that. When a person gives you a word talking about here they come, and you grabbing for yours and you ain't running, then my utmost respect go to you. Because I ain't going no damn where. That's the bottom line. And for all you listeners out there, I done seen this co-host of mine didn't have nothing in his hand and still stand up. Now, I mean, I had something in mind, but brother man, I've seen you stand right back, right next to me and say, man.
Well, you always,
you know what I'm saying?
I mean, in
life, important.
Everything that you do, you have to go. And I used to have it when I was younger, just gung-ho. You go on instinct and basic, you know, just trusting yourself, and if you believe in yourself, ain't nothing you ain't gonna come out of. If it has to go to the end, then it was just meant to be like that. I mean, you don't have to be no idiot. I mean, what's the point of running and being fearful or something, and then have a lot of regrets and doubts?
Are you gonna
run away from life or run away from a situation that you can control? Why do that?
That's true.
You can control any situation in your life.
I'm going to tell you something. Those acts never go anywhere.
No.
And the universe doesn't act in a fearful way, and neither should we.
No. If you're a spiritual person, a holy person, if you believe and had a faith, why do you have to have fear?
Shouldn't
so go full throttle.
You have to be, baby. You have to be. Exactly. And if the shit would have went down, it would have been full throttle, Big Daddy. Because there's two things I'm good at. And I'm not going to mention neither one of them. But anyway, listen here. get back on this focus in. The focus in is the fact of just what Ken said. Can't have no fear out there. We can't. And sometimes we forget. Now, we ain't sitting here like we sitting on top of no throne. There's times we got to call each other up at 8, 9 o'clock, man, talking about hit a pep talk. Let's go. Tired, something ain't right. You know, this over here is slowing you up. You get the left-hand curves over here. It's a lot of stuff. But what's around you to pick you up and keep going? What's around you? And that's why we need brethren. You need brethren. See, brethren is different, in my opinion, than we need a brother. That's a different thing. Or I need a friend. Brethren are people that are on the same path that you're on, the same beliefs that you're on, and willing to do all that you do for the better good. That's just how I feel. And that's men or women. It doesn't make a difference what you are. You can have a girlfriend that is a brethren to you. That means you go down, man. And to me, the proudest thing in the world is the fact, though, that we go at stuff with a full throttle and a full hammer in our hand. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, your hat go off to like a Bonnie and Clyde or a Dillinger. Oh, well, I can't wait to go see that movie with Johnny Depp 2 come out on the 1st. I will be there, baby. But you know what I mean? Your hats go off to that. You know why? The dudes set out what they wanted to do, and they was willing to die for it. And they had style behind it. They had a swagger behind it, man. Now, we go on what we know and what we believe to be how universe operates. It wasn't a good or bad. But why is it that they're idolized? Why is it that you go to some of them wax museums and they got Scarface up in there, dude? You feel me what I'm saying? They got, you know what I mean? Why do they have these people up, call them public enemies? But dude, they publicly got your heart. Now, why is it that they have your heart? Then you ask the person that, oh man, I always wanted to rob a bank. Oh, I always wanted to rob a bank? Okay. Oh man, I always wanted to go in and take a Brinks truck. Okay. Is that why we immortalize these people? Is that why we do Al Capone that way? You know what I mean? Is that why we do Lucky Luciano that way? You know? Is that why we do Bumpy Johnson that way? You know what I mean? No. I'm going to tell you why. And even if a person asks yourself that, anybody listen, why am I so intrigued on that? Because those people live life at the soul's level. That's what they did.
When they strapped up, they went all the way, Big Daddy, all the way.
Man, you had to come up with another word for all the way. Anytime you can hang off a Model T and go down the road letting it fly, baby, you feel me what I'm doing? Go up into a bank with no mask on. What's up, man? I'm here and I got to have what you got, and willing to shoot for it, and willing to die for it. Can you not apply those things to life, business, relationships, family, your life itself, your health? Can you not apply those things? This is why our eyes go to people, entertainers, go to people that of power, because they're living closer to the soul than the average. I'm telling you. Look at it. You look at a Beyonce or Sidney Poitier, a Jack Nicholson. Look at them. I mean, just take a peek. Just look at them.
Yeah, Frank Sinatra.
Frank, look, definitely. I mean, dude, not only that, dude hit it in all different avenues. He just didn't hit it singing.
Yeah.
And he didn't care about the color barrier.
No.
You feel me? Sammy Davis Jr., Dean Martin, dude, love them dudes. But sometimes people miss the point of it all, though. They don't quite see deeper. They don't go what I call gnostically into something, a deeper meaning behind it all. You know, an Elvis Presley, a Michael Jackson, sports figures, Denzel Washington type of dudes, man, Spike Lee, all them kind of dudes. The dudes living at a level, man, that you have to top your hat off to them. And you're no different, I'm no different, anybody listening out there is no different. It's what do you really want? And you know them people, all that we named, took ridicule like it wasn't no tomorrow. I mean, Frank made a statement about them clubs not letting Sammy Davis perform in them. He's like, shit, if he can't, we ain't. And not only that, he had some superior pull. You feel what I'm saying? Well, he got himself in a position where, shit, what I say gonna count anyway. you got to respect their power too. You know what I mean? Al Capone, you got to respect their power, man. You got to respect Alfonso. You got to respect him. You got to respect, when you start looking at immigrants and people coming into this United States, you got to respect the Italian people. Came over here, man, and set it on fire, dude. Did shit at a soul's level, dude. And enjoyed themselves. Seriously, you have to look at the Jewish community. You have to look at that. The stuff that they went through. The stuff that they had to go through. That's some hellified shit. That's some hellified shit. And then, most of all, the African American. Exactly what we are this lifetime. And look at this shit. I mean, I've been turned away in a restaurant, couldn't eat. And I'm in my 40s. I'll figure that out. I'm a kid, man. I was a kid when that happened in Kentucky. I'll never forget that. We don't serve Negro. Walk straight out, dude. Couldn't use the bathroom, couldn't do anything. You think that didn't set fire on me? Of course it did. So if you white trying to come up to me and say some slander shit to me, dude, you caught it. You know what I'm saying? And when I got of age, you really caught it. I mean, have I been in a situation where with police? For sure. I have some shit said that I can write a book about with the police, my run-ins with the police. But, you know, sometimes when you're young, you know, you hear those things, you say, well, I'm going to let it slide. Now, you ain't cracking that mouth off to me like that, dude, because you can take me to jail over my life because this shit ain't happening, you know? So I had to go off to that, too, and all the people. And the part about it is what made that stuff happen is they stayed focused. They focused as a people. They focus with one thing in mind, that I'm not going to let this shit happen again. And I've got a lot of Jewish friends, man, and you hear them, their parents and their relatives, they say, we work as hard as we do. We keep our philosophies way that we keep our philosophies. We're true to our motherland because we refuse to have what happened before happen again. Got to salute that. And I think if everybody takes that attitude towards the different challenges that they have faced in their lives, and take it, man, I'm going to die to live, but I'm not going to live a life that where I'm dying inside. I'd rather go to another dimension than stay here and suffer like that. See, those are the decisions where we're standing there, and this guy pulls up on us. And two to possibly three guys are in a vehicle loaded down with weapons. Do we run or do we fight? Well, we stood there, and we were ready to fight. And that's technically how that shit went down. There was some other people that ran. But we stood there, and we didn't blink. And people that we saw and seen next to us, they did not blink either. That's brothers. You understand? I don't have to go down and say, well, damn, I really feel bad that I left you hanging there. No more different than he was in that doorway. And it could have been either way, even though it was a false alarm, but what did we do? Right? But the first thing we do, what you say, here they come, and here we grab it. You understand me what I'm saying? Ain't no need to duck it going down in no basement, dude. You gonna let it fly or we're not. And that shit is no option. This life that we have right now, it is only option for us to win. It's not option for us to lose. No government has the right to do that to us. No religion has the right to do that to us. That's a personal relationship with us and the totality. That's the all. That's everything that has everything that has come from everything. That all creation starting point. That totality. That's where that stuff becomes personal with. So what do we have? See, when you back up against the wall, do you not know? I can't move nowhere. Where can I go, man? I got to come out. Go get a kitten, 8 weeks old, put him in a corner. Try to do something to that kitten and see what happens. That kitten will make a 245-pound man run out that fucking room. You figure it out. Now, how much energy you think that we got in us when we lay it down? Think about that. The people out there lay it down and do what they got to do. They get up and go to their jobs. They get out and produce more than what they're asked to do. They get out and do more for their families. They get out and save. They get out and research. You understand me what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of people out there who will take advantage of your lack of knowledge. But get out there and then don't feel bad about taking the time to concentrate and refocus yourself. not pressures from a wife, a woman, a girlfriend, boyfriend, father, mother, I don't give a damn who y'all, to sit down and say to themselves, you know what, let me concentrate on what I got to do, let me quiet myself, and let's get full potential, full focus on what it is that we're going to do, or what it is that I'm going to do. See, the best thing for me that I can say is when you got somebody in your life with the same goal plans that you have. Man, that's an awesome deal.
Hard all day.
Lord, that's
long.
An awesome deal. But you know what? Man,
keep
we out of time.
All night.
We out of time, baby. We out of time.
Penetrating, lubricating, and
hustling.
Stimulating.
Right. Got to get back.
A hustler's
here. Also, do it hard.
Do it hard. Listen, have a great time. Jim Ferguson, Ken,
radio.
Juicy, Big
Touching
Daddy.
Soul at the
see you guys next Wednesday, 855 DBF Radio. Hustler Spirit.
Be a junkie.
Keeping it hard all day long.